إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, we continue with the series on the deception of the world, and we looked at how the world deceives us in terms of what it gives and what it tries to fool us into thinking that it gives. And we looked at the issue of happiness, and we looked at the issue of the issue of safety, whether it comes from building walls or from breaking them down. I want to remind myself and you about another very big issue, which is the issue of seeking popularity. It is natural for any human being to want to be popular. No one wants to be unpopular. You may become unpopular for various reasons, some good reasons, some bad reasons. But nobody seeks hatred, nobody wants to be hated, nobody wants to be unpopular. So people seek popularity, people want to be loved, people want to be respected, people want to be thought well of. And the world tells us, the dunya tells us, that the way to be popular is to please the people. How can you be popular? By pleasing the people. So therefore, to be popular, do whatever the people want you to do. Say things which people like to hear, do things which people like to do. If you are in a position of authority, then allow things that people like to do, and you will become popular. And this is what we are. This is the game, this is the whole game of popularity. Incidentally, our governments are also based on this game. Today this has gone to such an extent, it's not merely a matter of seeking popularity as in some, you know, rating, but our so-called democracies are based on being popular. If you want to be elected as a leader in politics, then you have to be popular. And how do you become popular? By saying things that people want, not necessarily by speaking the truth, because people do not want to hear the truth. So you do not speak the truth, you speak what people want to hear, and you become popular. And this is what the dunya tells us. But the reality which Islam teaches us and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us is that popularity and unpopularity is not the result of pleasing people, but the result of pleasing Allah. In the famous hadith Qudsi, where Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when he loves somebody, he calls Jibreel alayhi salam and tells him, I love so and so. And Jibreel alayhi salam calls the malaika and he announces in the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so. And this announcement is sent out into the world, and love and respect for that person is established in the hearts of all the creatures in the world. Love and respect is what? Popularity. So popularity happens if Allah loves you, if Allah is pleased with you. Not if people are pleased with you. And the opposite also, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued and said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes somebody, if he abhors and detests somebody, then he calls Jibreel alayhi salam and says, I abhor and I detest and I dislike so and so. And Jibreel alayhi salam makes this announcement in the heavens, and the same announcement is made on the earth, and dislike for that person is established on the earth. And therefore, popularity or the lack of popularity is not a result of pleasing people, but it is a result of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So this is another one of the deceptions of the earth, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. So this is one more of the deceptions that the world and this life and society tries to pass off on us. Therefore, I warn myself and you, let us not fall into that trap. And that is the reason why Rasulullah ﷺ said, the peak of faith, the peak of Iman is to speak the truth in front of the tyrant, is to speak the truth before the tyrant. Now the tyrant can be a king, the tyrant can be anybody, can be anyone who's trying to, who is in a position of authority, who tries to harm you and so on. All of these are tyrants. Zulm can be done by anyone, an individual, a young man, an old man, a young woman, an old woman, by a king, by whoever. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be sitting on a throne to do zulm. And zulm is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes for zulm. And therefore, I warn myself and request you to think about this and say, do not fall into the trap of zulm. And do not fall into the trap where, because of our actions, people are forced to say and do things which they really know they should not do. I mean, that does not absolve them from the responsibility, but at the same time, it also gives us the responsibility to say that let us not create a situation where we force someone to say something that otherwise maybe they would not have said. So, seeking popularity is something which is obviously highly detrimental and not indicated at all. And also good to remember, therefore, that there is no need to seek any popularity. Popularity comes if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. So I remind myself and you, let us look at our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repair that connection, ensure the connection is sound and clear. And that connection comes from being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by having the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by fearing to disobey Allah, by fearing to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the fear of displeasing anybody else. It doesn't matter, the whole world and everyone it contains can be displeased. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you and me, then this world and its displeasure will cause no harm. And at the same time, if we are the most popular people in the world, as a result of that popularity, maybe we even have a lot of wealth and money and we have power and authority. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with us, then all of that popularity will be of absolutely no use. When we go 4 feet into the ground, when we are lying in our grave alone, none of those people who were cheering us is going to be with us. Neither is any of our critics going to be with us. Nobody will be, we are alone. And therefore, let us look at our own connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how that connection is. And if it is not good, then let us try to repair it. If it does not exist, let us make it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease this for us and to help us and to bless us and to because this connection, I believe personally that we can make the effort, but the connection will happen only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to happen. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we make the effort, but we ask Allah to make this connection for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.